Ich wurde dann am 17. September 1944.
On September the 17th, 1944, after I'd been to church, I was an altar boy there, and I was on my way home, and then I saw how the attack on Zifflich began. I was right there.
Angriff auf Zifflich losging.
Erich Thyssen, born 1935, a German from Zifflich.
Es waren erst sehr viele Tiefflieger.
First, there were a lot of low-flying aircraft and the first parachutes coming down out of the sky. I was nine. I was a child and I really knew nothing about these things. I'd heard often enough about the war because my father was a soldier and all that, but here in Zifflich, we knew nothing about these things. Absolutely nothing. We didn't know what all the stupid business was about in a place like Zifflich, and suddenly, the front was there.
Die Front da.
Es fing morgens an.
It started in the morning.
Johan Tunissen, born 1931, is a Dutchman from the Teufelsberg, Devil's Mountain, just across the frontier. He speaks Platt, Low German, the language common to everyone in the border region at that time.
Then the fighters came. They circled round and shot at everything they saw. For hours they shot and shot. Everything in the whole area. Then at 1 o'clock it was suddenly quiet. Then we heard the distant roar of planes. I ran out. We had a big pile of sand next to the house, and from the top we could see everything. Masses of planes there were. I said, look at them all, so many of them. And then the sky was full of parachutes. 3,000 paratroops landed, and on Monday a few thousand more. Beautiful to watch, but then they started.
A schönes Bild. Aber du, du fingst an.
Und es kamen dann noch Lastensegler, die besetzt waren mit einem Jeep.
And then the heavy gliders came. They carried a jeep and a dozen or two soldiers. They were probably British troops. I don't know exactly.
Es waren wahrscheinlich britische Soldaten. Ich weiß es nicht genau.
But they very quickly withdrew in the direction of Weiler and Kleien in Wiesenland.
Aber der Beschuss kam dann nachher auch postwendend, wo sie sich zurückgezogen hatten zum Teufelsberg.
Then the gunfire began, straight from that direction, from the Teufelsberg, or Weilerberg as it's called locally. And the church tower and some taller barns and houses and the dairy, not to forget the dairy, they shot at them. First at them.
Die wurden von denen beschossen. Die deutschen Soldaten, die mal so auskundschafteten, was da oben alles lag.
The German soldiers who were out reconnoitering what was going on up there, they learned pretty quickly how drastic it was.
So drastisch wurden und haben dann angeordnet.
And they gave orders that Zifflich must be completely evacuated on Monday morning.
Dass ganz Zifflich evakuiert werden musste.
Das haben wir deutsche Soldaten gekommen.
And then we saw the German soldiers coming. 10 or so of them. One of them was crying, a young boy, and the officer shouted, "You're a soldier, you must fight." But the boy had been on fatigue duty. He was on his way back home on the train to Wesel. They'd hauled them all out. The kid had never held a gun and he was just crying and crying. We didn't know at that moment that the Americans were already moving forward.
Mijn God, en die waren vlak, nu ging ze los. Nu was hij gerand.
My God, then it started. We ran almost as far as Beek, and then home.
Onmiddellijk de kwamen ze van die eerst ook weer 10 Amerikanen bij ons nemen huis.
And meantime, 10 Americans were there at our house on their way up to the Teufelsberg to fight.
En daar zaten die Duitsers in Waldrand.
The Germans were in position at the edge of the wood there. From the Reichswald, they could see the Americans going past our house, and they began to fire at them. When we came out again, a cow and a calf were dead, and we had 20 geese, and a shell had landed right in the middle of them. All dead. My God, that was a mess.
My God, that was a mess.